Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
All right, welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. I'm so glad that you are here with us this afternoon. It's a pleasure to be able to bring you our next guest. And before you do, if you want to check out the Annie Fry Show podcast, if you want to put us in a position where you can follow us, go back and listen to an interview, you can always go to the Audacy app, audacy.com. You can see podcasts there. You can also go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel and check out what we are talking about there. So I want to get to our guest, and I'm excited to have in studio with us Don Tracy. Don and I have worked with you at various events for years now. Now it seems.
Well, I was state chairman of the Illinois Republican Party for 3.5 years, and you know, you are really an important voice in that ecosystem. We've run into each other, and thank you for your great work.
Well, thank you for that. It's always been a pleasure to be a part of it, trying to get some more attention downstate, certainly. Don Tracy is running for Senate, the United States Senate. He wants to be a Republican senator from the state of Illinois. I want you to be as well. I want somebody to be. And you're fighting for that opportunity.
Well, we need that. We haven't elected a Republican for a U.S. Senate seat since 2010, when Mark Kirk was elected.
And that's then, not that long ago.
No, it really isn't. And then in 2014, we elected Judy Bartapinka and Governor Rauner. I helped on the Rauner campaign a bit. And then, unfortunately, Senator Kirk experienced a stroke, and he ran for re-election, but he wasn't the same person. And so he was defeated by Tammy Duckworth.
Yeah.
There are eight statewide public offices in Illinois. Two of them are the U.S. Senate seats. Currently, all eight are held by Democrats. Seven of the eight are Chicago, Cook County Democrats. Durbin, whose seat is opening and that I'm running for, is downstate Springfield, as am I. If I don't win this seat, the three on the Democrat side are all Chicago, Cook County Democrats. All eight of those seats will be held by Chicago, Cook County Democrats. I love Chicago. I have a place up there. I love Cook County. But I think the other 101 counties deserve representation.
Amen to that. We do, certainly. Like, it's a hard conversation to have here downstate. We're speaking with Don Tracy, who's in studio with us. He's running for Senate. He's running for the seat that Dick Durbin is retiring from. He's got to win a Republican primary and then, of course, beat a Democrat, a Chicago Democrat, if you can imagine that. It's very difficult to have the conversation about Republican politics in the state of Illinois downstate because Chicago, it always comes back to Chicago. And a lot of people down here would rather just do without them. Get rid of Cook County and move on. My understanding is Cook County is about 66% population of the state. I don't know how much revenue comes in, but it's an enormous amount of revenue that funds the state comes from Chicago. And my understanding is that the Chicago Republican Party is the biggest Republican party in the state.
Well, certainly there are...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
More Republican voters in Cook County than any county in Illinois. I've also heard there are more Republican voters in Cook County than in any county in the United States.
It's a big county.
It's a huge county.
Yeah.
And on a clear day, the way I like to put it is on a clear day, 70% of the Illinois voters can see the Willis Tower, formerly known as the Sears Tower.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of voters up there. And so we're spending a lot of time up there.
And so I understand that. I respect that. People who want to separate from Cook County, I don't really like that. I want Chicago to be a great city, and I want to live in a state where we get to claim Chicago. We don't have to get the blame for Chicago. So downstate still exists, though. We're still here. Like you said, you want to represent 102 counties altogether.
I plan to represent all of Illinois, not just Chicago. And being from downstate, but having spent a lot of time in the suburbs and in Chicago, I think I'm the right Illinois Republican to win this this particular seat. It's going to be a dogfight once we get into the general. And it needs to be somebody that's got statewide experience, as I have, having run for lieutenant governor in 2010, and also having been statewide chair for 3.5 years. Somebody who can be as comfortable in Lake County as they are down in Hardin County. And I've done both of those things. So, and there's nothing more important. We need to make Illinois a two-party state again. I mean, even people out there that maybe they're not strong Republicans, or they're not in line with everything about the current administration agenda, should realize that a one-party state is not a healthy state. As they've been saying for centuries, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And in a one-party state, you have absolute power. Perhaps that's why over the last 40 years, the feds have been indicting an average of one Chicago politician Democrat per week. They've indicted and convicted about 2,000 of them. And there's a reason. And there's a reason for it. There's too much power concentrated in one power. I'm trying to change that.
Yeah, I appreciate that perspective. It's a message of hope, which I think a lot of Illinois voters, a lot of them want to hear that. Some of them are going to laugh at it. A Republican senator from the state of Illinois, Dick Durbin, he's from down here. And he maybe not, I don't know, it's hard to judge what practical Democrat looks like anymore on a national stage. But he certainly hasn't. He was one of the people who voted and led for the government shutdown to end. So he took a parting way from Chuck Schumer. What would a Republican from Illinois in Don Tracy look like in the United States Senate?
Well, I'm a conservative a Republican. It would be another vote for a common sense and practical solutions in Washington, D.C., and another vote, against the crazy left ideas of Bernie Sanders and Mamdani and mm-hmm. Mayor Johnson and AOC and all the rest. So I'm running and it'd be a vote for reducing inflation, for reducing the cost of living. I mean, the number one issue out there and the number one problem for working families that are, trying to put food on the table and pay for their health care and raise their kids is inflation and the cost of living. And one of the reasons why, I think we struggle in Illinois to elect Republicans is because Democrats are more active in politics generally, and that's because they and their special interest allies, they feed off the government, and they feed off of government benefits, whereas we Republicans just want to be left alone to raise our families, to keep our kids in school, to make our payroll, to do our jobs, but if we're going to change this state and keep this country, a great country, that attitude's got to change. More Republicans and conservatives need to get off the sidelines. And if they're not going to run for office, then help people who do.
Yeah,
Don, I'm sorry I don't have a deeper question for you than this, but I know a lot of people in Chicago, and actually I think the majority of them are Democrats, family members, friends, and so forth. They talk about this so much, they hate the corruption of Chicago, like with a burning passion. And you just said something I've never heard before. Can you repeat that? That a Democrat gets indicted on average once a week out of Chicago? Democrat politician?
Well, indicted and convicted.
Oh, my gosh.
Convictions are more important than the indictment. And it's but they come in clumps. For example, there was Operation Greylord back, I think, in the 80s when the feds did an undercover operation, which found out that judges, they weren't just, and lawyers weren't just fixing like traffic tickets and small claims cases. They were fixing murder trials and divorces.
Wow.
It was just awful. And so they indicted and convicted about 100 lawyers, judges, clerks, and other court personnel. Mm. There was, I think, Silver Shovel, and I believe that involved construction fraud. There's been the red light scandal in Chicago, red light camera scandal. So so they'll do, 100 or 200 in these various. But if you just add them up over, and Illinois Policy did this study, over the last 40 years, it amounts to an average of about one a week.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's unbelievable.
But it's not enough. They need to do more. Yeah. There's still too many Democrat Chicago politicians.
Oh, man. Don Tracy speaking with us right now, the Republican candidate for United States Senate in Illinois, senior counsel at Brown, Hay, and Stevens. You can go on X at Don Tracy for IL, and website is DonTracyForIL.com. You said you wanted to be a vote against the Bernie Sanders and the AOCs of the world. Are you a vote in support of the Trump agenda? Are you, when you go to Senate and the president's trying to get through, some sort of policy, are you going to support President Trump?
It depends on the policy, of course. I was just at a meeting of the RNC at which Howard Lutnick talked, and he's the Commerce Secretary. And boy, that guy has relentless enthusiasm for the economy.
Ryan's a huge fan.
I am too. He's an amazing guy. And he was talking about all the great things that are happening, all the foreign investment that's coming to the United States to build factories, and everything that's being done to fight inflation, including lowering interest rates and including lowering the CAFE standards, the auto standards that make automobiles cost so much. He thinks that the GNP, which has been struggled to be around 2%, almost 3% the last few years, could be 4 to 6% next year. Yeah. That is so important. I love the Trump agenda for peace through strength. I love the real serious effort, the first in a long time, to try to get able-bodied people off the couch and off the welfare rolls and working again. And I love the focus on welfare fraud. I mean, there were, I think, three articles in the Wall Street Journal today on welfare fraud, and it's in the billions of dollars. I particularly love what the president has done in trying to establish peace throughout the world. You know, he's settled about eight different wars already, and has a ceasefire in Gaza, done probably more for peace in the Mideast than any other world leader. And then now Ukraine's the big one that, you know, the administration is working very hard on that. Scott Bessent is another great one. I love what the Justice Department is going, you know, after welfare fraud and a lot of other problems in this country. So, yeah. I can't say I'm not going to be a rubber stamp for anybody, but I really like most of the president's agenda.
I think,
and I can't really think of anything I don't, except I have to say I support the filibuster, and I do support the blue slip process. Without the filibuster, which the Democrats will kill if they can, they tried to kill, but for Manchin and Sinema, they didn't kill it. They also want to pack the Supreme Court. We cannot let them take back the Senate. But the importance of the filibuster is that for really big things like health care reform, which we desperately need, you really need to have bipartisan support. You may remember the Democrats had the 60 votes, so the filibuster couldn't stop them on Obamacare. They only had it for a month, but that was enough. And they shoved that down Republican throats. And look what a mess it's been.
Yeah.
The so-called Affordable Care Act has become the Unaffordable Care Act. Obamacare premiums have skyrocketed. And that's one of the reasons why the cost of living is so high. But Biden inflation is the big reason. Mm-hmm. And we really, that is the number one thing I want to work on, is reducing the cost of living for working families. So they don't have to make a, you know, decision between, you know, drug prices and putting food on the table.
Well, I can only imagine if Dick Durbin were replaced by an Illinois Republican, that President Trump would have some patience for what an Illinois Republican would look like in the Senate. It would be earth shattering if we were able to pull that off in the state. You're not going to be able to do it by yourself. You're going to need support. You're going to need to persuade downstate to show up at the polls like they've never showed up before. And, you know, I think giving them the right amount of hope, I think a lot of people in the state of Illinois are disgusted beyond compare with J.B. Pritzker, the supermajority of Democrats in the Senate in the state, the supermajority of Democrats in the House. The time might be ripe for people to show up in droves to say no to the Illinois Democrat way of life. What do you need from people to be successful?
Well, just what you said, Annie. You said it so well. We need to get all the people that voted for President Trump in at the polls in a midterm. Typically, several hundred thousand of them in Illinois don't vote. We also need to get all the Republicans who like the current administration's policies, but they might not like President Trump. We need them to focus on policy and what's best for the country, not emotion, not feelings, and not because the president sometimes speaks inelegantly. Let's put it that way. And maybe speaks in a way that offends feelings and emotions. They need to focus on what's really at stake, which is, you know, this great country and this great American experiment. I also need to get independents and soft Democrats to vote for themselves, for the future, for their children, their grandchildren. And with that type of a coalition, we can win in Illinois again. We Republicans can win again and make this a two-party state again.
Yeah, amen to that. If you believe it and we can back you up and take that seat, that would be enormously wonderful here in the state of Illinois. I am wildly offended by the Illinois Democrats, way more than I've ever even been suggested to be offended by anything President Trump had said. I think a lot of people feel the same
way. They've just gone bat stuff crazy.
Yes, they have. Don Tracy, will you come back?
Absolutely. Anytime you call, Annie.
All right. That sounds wonderful.
I'm just up the road from Springfield, 900 miles away.
Well, we love that you know south of I-80 exists. Don Tracy.
I'm a downstater.
I've been at many events with you downstate at lots of different places, and I look forward to doing it again. All right, let's take a quick break. Don Tracy, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Annie.
Republican candidate for United States Senate in Illinois. Go online and learn more about Don Tracy, D-O-N Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, for IL.com. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.